WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnem and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Three traffic advisories today from the city of College Station. On University, just west of Texas, the outside lane of Texas will be closed starting at 8, lasting through about 5 to install a water valve. Also, resurfacing will start today and continue through the end of the week on sections of Southwood Drive and Laura Lane. A motorcyclist died in a crash yesterday morning on the freeway in North Bryan. Police report 33-year-old Jason Schiller of College Station was headed north, just north of Texas Avenue, when it appears his motorcycle left the roadway and lost control in the median. Schiller was not wearing a helmet. The crash diverted northbound traffic for about 2.5 hours. And the police chief at Texas A&M is retiring. Elmer Schneider, A&M class of 1971, began his career with UPD while attending school as a dispatcher. Following graduation, Schneider stayed with the department and rose through the ranks in various positions. Schneider was promoted to chief in 2004. A retirement reception will be held the afternoon of April 5th at the Bush Library. University officials say there will be a nationwide search for Schneider's successor. And an international field of contestants are in the Twin Cities this week. The Brazos County Expo is holding the Diamonds and Dirt Barrel Horse Classic. The Expo's Melanie Fuller says 25 states and 4 countries are represented.
The officials with Diamonds and Dirt tell me it will have a $1.7 million impact on the community. This event is using the entire facility, the exhibit hall, the ballroom, the meeting rooms, 3 arenas. We've even have a tent with stalls underneath the tent for this event.
While 700 horses and more than 1,500 people are involved in barrel racing, there are concerts and vendor booths. The event continues through Saturday, and there is no admission charge. A Texan who served almost 25 years for a murder he didn't commit was in Austin this week, testifying in support of legislation that seeks to hold prosecutors accountable for their actions. State Senator Charles Schwertner is a member of the Criminal Justice Committee that unanimously recommended approval of a bill that would give those exonerated more time to prove a prosecutor withheld anything favorable to the defense.
The statute of limitations starting at the time that the individual is released from jail rather than at the very beginning. It'll be heading to the full Senate floor, and I'm sure it will pass overwhelmingly, probably unanimously, off the Senate floor.
Michael Morton of Georgetown says a former Williamson County district attorney hid evidence that wrongfully led him to prison. The former prosecutor, now district judge, Ken Anderson, denies the accusation. Senator Schwertner's work this session included hearing from first graders from Georgetown, lobbying to make pecan pie the official pie of Texas.
The kids argued that since the state tree and state nut are both pecan, then our official pie should be the same. It made a lot of sense to the senator, whose resolution is expected to go before the full Senate next week. Incidentally, the earliest record of pecan pie in Texas dates all the way back to 1886. Chris Summer, TSN News.
And Texas lawmakers are considering whether elected officials should reimburse taxpayers for security costs related to unofficial travel. Republican Representative Lyle Larson of San Antonio presented the bill along with 2 other Republican and 2 Democratic lawmakers and appeared before the House State Affairs Committee. The bill is in response to Governor Perry running up a security bill of nearly $4 million while running for president last year. Perry's office staff says state troopers need to travel with him for his safety, but Larson said all of the other candidates paid for their own security costs. Under the measure, the Ethics Commission would decide when there is a disagreement over whether the travel was official or unofficial. And Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan recently responded to a letter to the Eagle of the, to the editor of the Eagle by criticizing... Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan recently responded to a letter to the editor of the Eagle criticizing his vote against legislation where the title said one thing, but the contents were something else.
The fix for this would be to not have titles for bills, to just say I voted for H.R. XYZ or I voted against XYZ and explain why you voted that way and then explain the contents of the bill. But instead, by putting a title on a bill that doesn't reflect the contents, it doesn't say, you know, it should have been, this bill strips your constitutional rights away bill. That's what the Senate bill did for VAWA. And, you know, if we did something like that, if it was truth in titling, maybe it'd make sense, but it wasn't.
You can hear the specifics at the beginning of this week's update from the congressman, which is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 47 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirnem and Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirnem and Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirnem and Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirnem and Flooring today.
We were born in the heart of Texas. Raised by Texas values, we're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is committed to the small business owner. Aggie operated with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Providing home health services and hospice care with comfort and compassion. Family Home Health and Hospice, Joint Commission accredited and a Medicare certified provider. We're locally owned and our team has years of experience, so we can provide a smooth transition from curative to comfort care while remaining in your own home. Family Home Health and Hospice, serving the Brazos Valley and surrounding area. Call 979-846-3705. Online at familyhh.com. Let our family care for yours, because no one cares like family.
Right now, BMW is having its first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event. And with exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services, you can get a BMW that looks and performs so new, it's hard to tell that it's pre-owned. So hurry into the first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event and take your first on-ramp in your new BMW today. Newer certified pre-owned, we only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
7:13, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Time for weather, brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, called Charles Culver at 775-2929-775-2-WAY.
High pressure is still in control of our weather. We'll have abundant sunshine for today. Our temperatures around 75 degrees. Clear skies are forecast for tonight. Lows will drop down to about 50. Tomorrow, as the high starts to shift off towards the east, we start to warm up. Partly sunny Friday, high 75 to 80. Partly cloudy, mild tomorrow night. Lows will be down to 60. Mostly sunny with a high of around 80 during the day on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie men's basketball started the SEC tournament with a win yesterday. A&M soccer and track and field standout Annie Coons is voted into the Colorado Sports Hall of Fame. That and more with sports. We'll do it for you at 7:50.
All right, there you go. We'll talk to John Rainey in about an hour. And then also we'll start something that different from what we've done before, and that is development in the city of Bryan and development in the city of College Station. For the next three Thursdays and Fridays, we'll talk to development people from the cities, each city, talking about how development is going on. And it's different in both cities, but we'll have experts to talk about that. That's today at 8:15 for the next three Thursdays, and then College Station for the next three Fridays.
Why are you chortling, Kevin? Yeah,
what are you chuckling about?
Because you're talking about the growth and development, and I literally just stumbled on this. Give me just a second.
Okay.
This is how Americans live today, drinking coffee made from snow and living in tents and buying guns to kill each other, especially.
As what? Best they can. It's a propaganda video released by North Korea, and it struck me as funny because I saw that just before you did the story.
All right, excellent.
They say we have no more birds because we've eaten them all.
Okay, and we're drinking coffee made from melted snow.
And we sell guns to kill each other.
Well, there you go.
I'm sorry.
Well, and it's true, though. There are a lot of things lost in translation. In Europe, I mean, that's what they think. They think we're all over here just shooting each other.
Obviously, they've never had a chicken house full of snakes that they had to go in and protect their chickens.
That's not where I would have gone with that, but I understand what you're saying.
I've had to shoot snakes before.
Sure, there are other uses for that. Or it could be that you've got a pond that's full of turtles and you need to take care of them too. So, yeah. Done that. So, yeah.
It struck me as funny.
It's a little odd.
I'm sorry.
Cat may have hit it right, though. It could be just translation. They decided that's the way it's going to be translated, so it must be true. So now is the U.S., so we're speaking about this, is the U.S. Americans, are they worried about a smallpox attack? The New York Times reports that the feds are buying enough of a new smallpox medicine to treat 2 million people in the event of bioterrorism. The order totals $463 million, a price that some say is far too high. If you'll remember, smallpox was eradicated in 1980, and the only known remaining virus are in labs here in U.S. America, and then also in Russia they've got some. So are we wasting money by doing that, $463 million? Well, I got a list of stuff that we're spending money on. Here we go with the $90 toilet lid thing again, right?
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So, as we've talked about, we were alluding to it last hour with the White House tours being ended and how the president's cabinet have been rolling out there screaming about TSA and all the horrible things. Life, as we know, basically will crash upon the rocks, as we know, because of sequester. But here's what the government is spending money on that it'll make you grip the steering wheel this morning. $1.7 billion for maintenance on empty buildings. The government, see, owns all these buildings. Office and Management and Budget estimates 55,000 properties are underutilized or entirely vacant. We spend $1.7 billion there. Janet Napolitano was issuing statements about the sequestration cuts to her department, but according to Citizens Against Government Waste, the department has $9 billion in unspent preparedness funds. So, and of course, we've heard about the government buying ammunition, haven't we?
Tons of it.
We want to talk about that. Some Glenn Beck has been discussing that, like a 30-year supply.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, you know, part of the thought there is they buy it, so you can't. So we'll see. They have already purchased enough to shoot every American 5 times. Just letting you know. Tom Coburn, representative, is a leading hawk who identified programs to fund a space station to another solar system, funds for advancements in beef jerky from France, and $6 billion for research to find out what lessons about democracy and decision-making can be learned from fish. That's right. That's what we're spending government money. That's right. Yeah. And while you're trying to figure out how
these A&M fish, right?
Well, sure, well, whatever. That's just fish everywhere.
I bet we could learn decisions from
core fish.
Core fish. Yep. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
While we're trying to figure out how to pay your 2012 taxes, give a thought to the National Science Foundation's $350,000 grant to Purdue University researchers on how to improve your golf game. Remember.
Hey, that doesn't sound too bad.
Your taxes are getting to pay for that. Not to
then
be,
I might as well take advantage of
there
it.
There you are. Not to be outspent, the National Institute of Health gave a $940,000 grant to researchers who found that the production of pheromones in fruit flies declines over time. Turns out that the male fruit flies were more attracted to younger female fruit flies. Wow. What are the chances?
Holy cow.
That is truly amazing. For reasons that defy sanity, various elements of the government have spent $3 million for research on video games, $2.6 million to train Chinese prostitutes to drink responsibly.
What?
Yeah. $500 million on a program that would, among other things, try to figure out why 5-year-olds can't sit still in kindergarten. $500 million on that. They're kids in kindergarten. And
they could have just used 5 fingers. Spanky, spanky.
Very good.
Sit still.
And also a grant for $1.8 million for the Museum of Neon Signs in Las Vegas. So got that going for you. And there's the $2 billion given annually to U.S. farmers and not farm their land. $2 billion to not farm their land. Or the $47.9 billion spent on fraudulent or improper payments of Medicare. Now, they haven't closed in fast enough on that. They're starting to move on that. But, I mean, think about that. That's $48 billion that people are cheating the government out of with Medicare. And then there's the $2.7 billion in fraud and mismanagement of the food stamp program. Oh, and while we're talking about that, should people on unemployment be tested for drugs? Okay? If you're on the dole, as they say.
Well, aren't people on employment tested for drugs?
Well, now you see.
In employment? See, employed?
Kevin Kett is so insensitive.
Doesn't it just sound fair?
She's so insensitive. Because think about this, Kat. Let's say that there's some individual who, well, because of circumstances in their lives, end up using drugs. Well, they're using drugs and they're using food stamps to support, government assistance to support their family. And then when we find out that they're on drugs, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take them off of the government dole. So as a result,
they need the most help.
They won't be able to provide for their family. And it'll be your fault, Kat. Will you be able to sleep at night knowing that?
But, well, I mean, I can see both sides because obviously the kids aren't the ones doing drugs.
You're right. That's exactly right. But again, as Keanu Reeves said in Parenthood, takes a license to drive a car, but anybody can be a parent.
Yepper.
Okay, we don't want to go there. That's just...
I know something positive.
Oh, please!
Said a few negative things for about 10 minutes.
Okay, let's go.
Yesterday, I toured A&M's campus, and I gained a new respect for it. And
that was her core reference, Kevin.
There
you'll
you go.
That. That's
I
what
did.
The core
I really enjoyed...
Go ahead, I'm listening.
...all of the architecture. I enjoyed hearing the stories. Did you know that Rudder Tower is the height of a mountain that Rudder had to climb during, like, an offensive in Japan?
No, not in Japan.
Well.
It's Point de Hoc, yeah. But,
okay.
Yeah, it's in Europe.
Well,
okay,
never
yeah.
mind.
That's okay. That's okay. That's all right.
Perhaps I misunderstood my tour guide.
Could be.
Part of the D-Day invasion.
Yeah,
I even put a penny down on Sully's statue.
Did you now?
Cool.
I did. I made a wish.
Well, you don't have an exam coming up. Why would you do that?
Well, like, I was wishing that I was better at this job.
There are days I wish that, and I never go over there and put a penny down. But anyway, yeah, go ahead. Anything else that was interesting?
Oh, I just can't even think about it. It was real pretty. I was amazed that there were that many kind of exotic plants around campus.
It's an agriculture school.
Yeah, but I just didn't expect to have fancy plants.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, fancy plants. I like that. The thing is, the campus has changed so much. There was a time when there was some different architecture that was not quite as modern. And it's interesting if you I have a friend.
I prefer the old architecture.
Right. That's what I'm saying is there's not as much of that as there used to be. And some of the old residence halls have been changed into office space. And there are very few residence halls left from what we used to have on campus. And was back when it was mandatory core. I mean, almost everybody lived on campus at that time. So it was kind of neat. Hello.
Hey, Scott, she talked about putting the penny down at Sully's, wishing she was better at her job.
Yeah.
Your comment was, I wish the same thing. You talking about for her or
no,
for you?
No, me. I'm sorry. I think she heard it correctly, no matter how I said it. But, yeah, no, I wish the same thing for myself.
I pretend that you love me, Scott,
no, I
even
do.
When you say rude things.
That's right. No, I wish that for myself. But, there's so many things that have had a facelift on campus now that it doesn't necessarily look the way that it used to. And, again, if you're an old guy like I am when Old Main was still standing and stuff like that. That was really neat because you'd got to, in the old College Station train station, you got to see those kind of things. But that's why we have pictures, I believe, the Cushing Library, and there are tons of them on the web. So what you ought to do now that you've toured the campus, is go look at some of those photographs that are archived, and you can see what College Station used to look like.
Okay.
And it's pretty cool. But that's good. I'm glad. How long was your tour?
Oh, gosh, I walked for 2 hours.
Oh, my gosh. You walked, but it's a great day for it.
It was beautiful.
And it was a one-on-one tour so that you could ask any question. And
yeah,
question
and my
was
guide
answered.
Was interesting, enthusiastic, and handsome, and what more can you ask
there
for?
There you go. Okay, it's 7:24.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
I can't wait until I get my new truck.
Me too.
I'm just gonna drive a truck.
This girl can.
Want a new truck? Well, it's Truck Month at Tima Navasota, where you can get $12,000 off a new Super Duty.
Nice price.
Or a new F-150 for $19,888.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, TimaNavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Tima Navasota.
Where you get a nice price.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY. Sunny and a high temperature of about 75 today. South winds at 5 to 15, down around 51 tonight. Tomorrow 78, a little bit breezier. Gusts may be up as high as 20 miles an hour. And we'll continue to kind of have breezy conditions this weekend. But, boy, you can't beat the temp. It's going to be 81 or so all the way through till Tuesday of next week. So only downside is no chance of rain until maybe Monday, and it's 20% then. Right now the winds are calm, humidity 77%. We have fair skies. And it's 48 degrees out there.
Get great products and great information from the Pool Store. The Pool Store offers free computerized water analysis, free in-store labor on items like pool cleaners, even free delivery to your home. The Pool Store staff will help you maintain your swimming pool, advise you when there's a problem, and help you get the right item at the right price. The Pool Store is local, Aggie-owned, and will always meet or beat any competitor's price in town. And the Tower Point Shopping Center, corner of Highway 6 and William D. Fitch, Pool Store, open 7 days a week. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Hey, did you hear about the new report on the condition of America's schools? It claims that they're in such bad shape physically that it would take $270 billion to restore them to their original condition, $500 billion to bring them up to date. Now, Bill Clinton wrote the report's foreword, issued by a group calling itself the Center for Green Schools. Director Rachel Gutter says, when we talk about a quality education, we talk about the who and the what, but we don't talk about the where. That needs to change. Ms. Gutter says that we keep the condition of our schools a secret because it's shameful and embarrassing to us as a country, and we have a moral obligation to fix them. Speaking of moral, in his foreword, Clinton argues that the time has passed for action, and he ought to know. He spent 8 years in the White House. He could have fixed the schools. He could have repaired the breach. Instead, he played teach the intern.
The buck never got here.
All the property taxes you pay for education, all the lottery money, the hundreds of billions of stimulus money, the record high levels of education funding's never enough. Teachers' unions are flush, but that's about it. And no one will be held accountable for mismanagement, for schools failing generation after generation of students, and now for inferior crumbling buildings. Liberals have done a great job of wrecking American education from the top to the bottom.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? Was it the airport Wi-Fi connection last week? Maybe that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? An MSN Money story detailed how using Wi-Fi connections can invite identity thieves in through smartphones and laptops. We're potentially handing over everything and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, take over my bank accounts. That's why I have LifeLock Ultimate, the only identity theft protection service that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy peace of mind with LifeLock Ultimate, folks. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush for details, or make the quick telephone call today and mention Rush and get a 10% discount. Call 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byansky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. today.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rutter Freeway South. They offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A more than 40-year career is coming to a close for the police chief at Texas A&M. Elmer Schneider's retirement was announced with an invitation to a reception the afternoon of April 5th at the Bush Library. University officials say there will be a nationwide search for the next chief. In 1970, a year before Schneider graduated from A&M, he joined the department as a dispatcher. After joining UPD full-time, he held four positions before becoming chief in 2004. Freeway traffic in North Bryan was diverted for more than 2 hours yesterday morning following a crash. Police report a motorcyclist died north of the Texas Avenue exit. Investigators say it appears the driver, 33-year-old Jason Schiller of College Station, left the northbound lanes and lost control in the median. Schiller was not wearing a helmet. More than $1.5 million is estimated to be pumped into the local economy this week by an event staged at the Brazos County Expo. The Diamonds in Dirt Horse Barrel Classic is about more than racing, according to the Expo's Melanie Fuller.
I believe we have 25 states represented and four countries. We spoke with a young lady yesterday from Canada, North Dakota today, Florida. We have people here from Argentina and Brazil. So it's a very wide-ranging event.
The event continues through Saturday, and there's no admission charge. Fuller says all facilities on the expo grounds are being used, which includes three arenas, the ballroom and exhibit hall, and additional tents to house the horses. For the first time in 4 years, a federal budget proposal has come out of the Senate. The timing for Senate Democrats came as House Republicans, including Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, came out with another stab at a balanced budget.
When you look at the Senate plan, they raised taxes by another $1 trillion on top of the $1.8 trillion in tax increases that kicked in on January the 1st, and the budget never balances. Well, I think the American people are smart enough to choose that a balanced budget is always better than one that doesn't balance.
Flores expects a final vote on the House budget plan next week. The questions that will be asked when public school students take the next round of STAR standardized tests will be released this summer, a year ahead of schedule. State Senator Charles Schwertner was pleased with this week's announcement from the state's education commissioner.
I think our teachers need to be empowered and with the knowledge of what's on those tests. In fact, I filed a bill mandating that, Senate Bill 1505. I'm glad the commissioner beat me to it.
Because test questions are being released ahead of time, it will cost the state an additional $2 million to write new questions for next year. The University of Texas system is another step closer to building a new medical school in the Rio Grande Valley. The Texas Senate voted 30-1 yesterday to combine University of Texas campuses in Edinburgh and Brownsville with a Harlingen Health Center currently operated by the UT Health Science Center at San Antonio. The Texas House is expected to consider the proposal next week. Funding would come from the state's permanent university fund, along with a pledge from the UT Regents of $100 million. The merger is projected to enroll 28,000 students, employ 7,000, and generate $11 million in research expenditures. Meanwhile, the chancellor of the University of Texas system is renewing his concern that allowing concealed handguns into college classrooms would make universities more dangerous. Members of the Texas House Committee on Homeland Security and Public Safety will hold a hearing today to consider several bills allowing concealed handgun license holders to carry their guns into campus buildings where they are currently banned.
Francisco Sigueroa wrote to the governor this week, saying faculty and law enforcement worry that allowing guns will make campus less safe. The chancellor wrote a similar letter in 2011 when campus gun bills were debated but ultimately failed. Supporters of the campus gun bills consider it a guns rights issue and necessary for self-defense in case of a campus shooter. And the city of College Station reports traffic on three streets will be affected by projects starting today. Portions of Southwood Drive and Laura Lane will be repaved today, continuing through the end of next week, weather permitting. Also on University just west of Texas, the outside lane will be closed starting at 8, going through about 5 to install a water valve. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 47 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries, ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by health grades for 2013. Recognized, awarded, passionate about great health care. And that is the St. Joseph difference.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call. Either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
He has starred as the Phantom in over 3,000 performances on Broadway and across the globe.
She is Broadway's longest-running Christine.
It's the musical event of the season. Broadway stars Brad Little and Sandra Joseph are just two of the seven acclaimed Broadway singers coming to the Brazos Valley for the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
Experience the finest songs and untold stories behind the great musicals and films inspired by Gaston LaRue's The Phantom of the Opera, the tale of obsession and desire that changed the Broadway musical forever.
Three-time Tony Award nominee Mark Kudish directs seven talented Broadway performers backed by a chorus of 120 in this never-before-seen musical spectacle.
Two nights only, Thursday and Friday, April 4th and 5th in Rudder Auditorium, sponsored by Mary and Tom Kirk.
Tickets on sale now.
Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
Don't miss the all-star theatrical concert celebration that is Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
That's 845-1234.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Good morning. It's 7:39. A Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure. It's going to be anchored over the region for today and then shift off to our east tomorrow and Saturday. That's going to lead to noticeably warmer weather developing across the region. Sunshine today, we're close to 75. Tonight, we're clear. Lows around 50. Partly sunny, breezy, warmer tomorrow, 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 60. It'll be mostly sunny Saturday. High Saturday, around 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I don't know what he's doing. He's playing music in there. I'm not sure what
he's
doing.
Yeah, I'm
sorry. The Queen of the Night. What
do you
want?
Yeah, what do you
want? It's when I log. It's at the start of a commercial when I log on to something. It's my fault. I had the pod out.
See, back I was just imagining Kevin dancing like Tina Turner in there.
I was going to say, because back in the day, I would pot that up and Tom would be in there. I don't know, listening to like some kind of celestial music or something. You know, just, he was chilling in there, but I was going to say, whoa.
No, I was just digging around for stuff to talk about, and it starts a commercial on YouTube sometimes.
Rocking and rolling.
Okay. Whatever I'm at.
Gotcha. Okay. Thought you were celebrating Potato Chip Day. All right, so in the world of sports?
In the world of sports, Fighting Texas Aggie basketball did well at the SEC tournament.
Oh, good.
A&M soccer and track and field standout Annie Coons is elected into the Colorado Sports Hall of Fame. And the A&M women's tennis team's on fire. They've rattled off 9 in a row. That and more coming up with sports.
You know, we talked about how Dennis Rodman has suddenly decided he wants to become, I don't know what, part of the diplomatic corps? I'm not sure.
Yeah, he was part of Popapalooza yesterday.
Yeah, he went to North Korea, and then he went over to do the Popester thing. And now, I don't think he didn't get to meet with him, did he, right?
No, and it was set up by a betting company called Paddy Powers in Ireland.
You see, and that's the whole thing. I mean, in what world would the pontiff want to meet with Dennis Rodman to begin with, okay, just baseline.
Right.
But then when you find out he's over there sponsored by some Irish betting house, yeah, I'm thinking we knew that was going to happen.
Did he get a new agent? Or what I don't understand is why I haven't heard about Dennis Rodman in 15 years, and suddenly he's everywhere and anything.
Well, because Dennis Rodman, I think, had any number of difficulties in his life, not the least of which would have been financial. And maybe because of this this Paddy people that he's got a little bit of now they want to raise his profile, and who knows what they're paying him, but I think that's probably what it
not
is.
Not that it matters. I said Tina Turner, but what I meant was Whitney Houston. Okay. That's what I meant. That's why that didn't make sense.
Oh, I don't know. Him rocking like Tina Turner would be interesting anyway. But
she's got better legs.
If for any reason Dennis Rodman falls by the wayside, we apparently have a new celebrity backup.
Oh, yeah?
To go ahead and do some international relations work for us, too. That'd be Steven Seagal. Russian President Vladimir Putin, Putiput, has invited the 60-year-old action star to the grand opening of a new karate school.
Excellent.
Yeah, so anyway, he showed up there apparently yesterday, happily smiling for the cameras. Steven, very well-versed in martial arts and, of course, has a 7th-degree black belt. So good for him.
Huh, I'm not impressed. He's not as good as Chuck Norris, so I'm not impressed.
I'm not impressed anyway, having nothing to do with Chuck Norris. Just, it's Steven Seagal who, you know, had to whisper his lines all
Master
the time.
Master thespian.
And you've seen him once. You've seen him in all his movies. So remember Gary Bergdorf?
Bergdorf.
Bergdorf from...
he was Radar.
He was in both the movie and the television show. Only, I think, the only character to transition from one to the other. He lives in a trailer. But it's okay. He really is. National Enquirer found him. He loves to fish and wander around in the forest and pretty much stays in the Crystal River RV Park. He is frugal, but it's by choice. He owns a regular-type house in Connecticut, but just kind of travels around in his motorhome. So,
if you can do what you want, why not?
You see him at Lake Somerville, do you think it looks like him? It could be him.
You want to be tormented the next time you watch MASH?
Okay.
He's missing his middle three fingers. It was a birth defect. And if you'll notice...
His middle three fingers?
Yeah, he only has a thumb and a pinky?
Right, it was a birth defect.
Yeah, okay.
And because of the deformity, if you ever watch MASH, it's like three or four times you'll see it. But he's always got a clipboard or carrying something in his hand, so you never see the deformity.
That's very interesting.
But the next time you watch MASH, it will drive you nuts, because now you'll look.
Okay, yeah, and I haven't watched that. You know what? That would probably give me reason to watch, because I have not watched that show in, almost since it went off the air. Hello.
Are you trying to say he likes to stay off the radar?
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Thank you.
Golf clap for the listener.
Yeah, you can guest host sometime. Okay. What's the nicest thing you've ever done that no one knows about? That's the question on a web forum, and there are dozens of replies. Some of the accounts are what you might expect, like the person who wrote that he donated money for 17 eye surgeries in India.
Cool.
He writes, I'm happy that 17 people are able to see the world again, can do their work, and no longer have to depend on others. And he hopes to keep donating enough money to be able to do one eye surgery every month. Someone else talked about paying for another person's wedding reception. Another talked about using all of his money to buy his parents' home. He was 27 at the time. Or the Secret Santa who left gifts at the door of a very poor family's home while they were off at midnight mass. Some rather startling, like the person who writes, "I saved my mother by being burned. Saved my mother from being burned alive from my father."
Oh my gosh!
Then there's the guy who wrote, "My mom has my kidney." He didn't want her to know before the operation because, of course, she never would have agreed to that, and so she didn't know. And in fact, he saved his mom's life.
That's a heck of a present. Yep.
Other shorter and blissfully innocent, like, "One day as a young child, I found $23 scattered in a field, and it brought me great joy. I've grown old, and I've never told anyone about this, but now, as I pass by an empty playground, I think of that money." So that's kind of cool.
Let me get a drink here. I'm choking.
Partly cloudy skies today.
Live radio. Yeah, thanks. Real quick, we talk about things that happen behind the radar, under the radar screen, events, soccer tournaments, and things like that. But this Diamonds and Dirt thing is pretty cool going on at the Expo Center.
Yeah, and it's free.
So it is.
You don't really have an excuse to not check it out.
Well, it's kind of neat because this is barrel racing, which is one of the few events that females get to rodeo with.
Yeah, I considered becoming a barrel racer.
Did you?
I did.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. Could you see her finishing second? See, I just, man. she would not be happy.
No.
I'd be okay with finishing second.
Okay, all right.
I would.
Anyway, but what's kind of neat is it flies under the radar because if you geographically don't happen to go by the Expo Center, you wouldn't see all those horse trailers and how they're using the whole facility. And, you know, people who do this have some means, okay? I mean,
It's not a cheap hobby.
Yeah, it takes money for that trailer to tote the horse from here to there and take care of the horse and all that kind of stuff. And it's it means that those people will leave some money here in our economy. And we've got
about 1.7 million.
Is that what they're saying? Well, people from foreign countries are here. People from about half the United States are here. And the fact that some of them are here for the first time. Also, some of these young ladies will be going to higher learning institutions, and they may have come from someplace like Idaho and didn't even know anything about A&M. So, you know, that could end up being something that would be good for the coffers. But, I mean, it's kind of neat to know that there's something going on out there. And, again, you may not necessarily go to it, but know that it's out there. And Expo Center did a good job of filling up the facility, right? I mean, they're using almost everything in the facility.
Yeah, plus added stuff.
Yeah, so that's kind of fun. So that's going on, what, through Saturday, is that right?
Yes.
And then if you like Red Steagall, he's going to be here. He's a cowboy storyteller, and he's, I think, performing maybe tomorrow night. I'm not sure. But anyway, that's and again, it's called Diamonds and Dirt, the barrel racing horse classic that's going on at Expo. 747.
Right now, BMW's having its first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event. And with exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services, you can get a BMW that looks and performs so new, it's hard to tell that it's pre-owned. So hurry into the first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event and take your first on-ramp in your new BMW today. Newer certified pre-owned, we only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Of all the calls I take or make while traveling, my favorites by far are the ones I make or receive from home. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Many of you are probably too young to remember, but long-distance phone calls used to be something special. In fact, I can remember my folks announcing their arrival with great fanfare. But because of the expense, conversations were supposed to be brief. The clock was ticking. Back then, a 5-minute call was measured in dollars, not cents. Times have changed, of course, and a long-distance call is no longer a big deal. With cell phones, I can shoot the breeze with a friend in Peru while I'm driving in the middle of a Colorado snowstorm. It's amazing. But the ease of calling is most appreciated on the home front. When I'm on the road, I've always made it a point to call home at least once a day. No matter how things are going, nothing tops talking to Gene and my two young boys, Trent and Troy. No offense to the many wonderful people I meet during a trip, but it's actually the highlight of my day. The boys like to call me and tell me a story. It always puts a smile on my face. And if I'm not able to talk, they'll leave messages on my voicemail. Those are keepers. But the calls provide more than just company or comfort. Regardless of how far away I might be, they help me keep my mind and heart back home and on the people that matter most of all. Give it a try. Calling home is one habit you'll never want to break. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
You want to go for a walk, don't you, Murph? Me too. I wanted to hit the farmer's market, but ugh, I can hardly breathe.
Allergy congestion overwhelming you? Allegra D decongests and depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D targets inflammation to break up the toughest congestion and pressure for 24-hour relief.
This rosemary smells amazing. Allegra D turned a bad day into a great day. Right, Murph?
Allegra D. Stop suffering. Start living.
For congestion and sinus pressure due to allergies, available at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of this Safe Light advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. Elston Turner scored 22 points, even with his broken left pinky wrapped and splinted, and A&M beat the Auburn Tigers 71-62 last night in their first SEC tournament game. Elston was asked if the finger gave him any trouble during the game.
At times it did. You know, it's my last year, and I got to play with it. You know, my teammates did a great job just telling me to stay composed and to fight through it. You know, my teammates are the ones that kept me going.
And speaking of teammates, his teammates Alex Caruso added 14 points. Courtney Roberson and Fabian Harris had 11 apiece for the Aggs. A&M is now 18-14, and they came into the tournament having lost four of the last five. But the 11th seed drew the worst team in the SEC in Auburn. And here's Coach Kennedy following the game.
It's a good win. I thought Tony had his team ready to play. Both teams came out on fire in the first 5 to 6 minutes. We were fortunate to make enough plays to get a lead. And we handled their run in the second half. And I thought that was the big key.
Tonight, another batch of Tigers will come. This time they come from the north. And a tip, a late one again, 9 o'clock. They'll take on Missouri. And all the action is here on Newstalk 1620. WTAW. Texas A&M soccer and track and field standout Annie Coons was inducted into the Sportswoman of Colorado Hall of Fame during the organization's 39th annual award celebration in Denver. Coons earned the organization's Athlete of the Year award in the all-around category in 2011, 2012, and again in 2013. She gains automatic entrance for winning three times into the SWOC Hall of Fame. The third-ranked Texas A&M women's tennis team extended its win streak to 9 matches and improved to 11-1, with a 5-2 victory over number 47 Virginia. On the men's side, sophomore Jeremy Efferding, the reigning SEC Player of the Week, upset the nation's top-ranked player, but that wasn't enough to propel the Aggies to a victory over number 1 Virginia as they fell to the Cavaliers 6-1. In the NBA, the Houston Rockets had 5 players in double figures last night, routing the Suns 111-81. The Miami Heat have become the fourth team in NBA history to win 20 straight games in a single season. LeBron James poured in 27, Dwayne Wade added 21 as the Heat rallied to beat the 76ers 98-94 in Philly. The Heat blew a 12-point halftime lead and trailed 83-82 with a little under 5.5 remaining before winning the opener of the 5-game road trip. The Denver Broncos have signed Pro Bowl wide receiver Wes Welker to a two-year contract. Welker is a premier slot receiver in the league, catching just under 120 passes for 1,354 yards and six TDs for New England last season. Now, he spent the last six seasons with the Patriots, catching almost 680 passes, 7,500 yards, and 37 touchdowns. So that's quite a get for the Broncos. And finally, Cowboys are releasing veteran defensive tackle Marcus Spears. The move yesterday was designated for June 1st. Now, the reason they're doing this is to save money in the salary cap, and by letting him go, they're going to dump $2 million towards that cap. Spears had 314 tackles in eight seasons with the Cowboys. That's your sports, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during the brutally hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Have them give you a bid to install a state-of-the-art irrigation system for your lawn or garden. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades here in the Brazos Valley and are front runners in the industry. Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get your irrigation system installed quickly before the rush. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726 or go to the website PrinceIrrigation.com.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One.
Ron, when we're thinking about getting new carpet for our home or purchasing a new home that needs carpet, what's new in trends?
Well, Bigelow here is a great example of some very high style, beautiful looking products. They're the latest in fashion. They really are a great selection of quality and style.
Are we looking for more solid patterns now? Do we want like shag? That was frisé is back in style?
Yes, frisés are still selling well. Very textured looks are selling well. But there are also a lot of people that love great styles, styles that are fashionable. Everybody seems to like something different. So we have a great selection of everything for everybody.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
We interrupt this program to bring you great financial news. Get double, yes, double your down payment or your tax refund only at Sterling Kia. Sterling Kia will double your down payment or your tax refund up to $6,000. You heard right. Your $3,000 tax refund becomes $6,000 toward the purchase of any select new Kia in stock. Why wait for Uncle Sam when you can double your tax refund now and drive home a new Kia from Sterling Kia for thousands less? 2013 Optima, just $229 per month. 2013 Sorento, just $239 per month. Plus, Sterling Kia wants your current trade, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. And if you have a job and take home $350 per week, Sterling Kia wants to approve your credit, even if it's less than perfect. All new Kias are backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Kia. Sterling Kia, 197 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-0607 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 39 monthly, 12,000 miles per year, 1990 due at signing, plus TT&L first payment and fees. With approved credit, includes security deposit. Offer includes all incentives.
You know, we talk about those days when everybody's looking to buy maybe a piece of jewelry, whether it's Valentine's Day or Christmas or whatever it happens to be. But if right now is when you're going to be looking for a piece of jewelry, you want it to be something significant because obviously you're marking something significant. And let the folks at David Gardner's help you with this because this is something they do all the time under all sorts of circumstances. And you don't want to go in there and be panic-stricken, and you shouldn't be because they can help you either find something that they have on display or actually they can manufacture something for you. And you're going, oh, I can't afford that. Well, yes, you really can because function is one of the things that David Gardner's has been thinking about for years, how you use that piece of jewelry so that it can be worn on a regular basis or it can be special occasion as well. Or, hey, how about if it's both? And they do design jewelry with that in mind. So if you've got a special occasion coming up, mark it with jewelry. And again, you may find it from David and other designers right there, but if not, they can build one for you. David Gardner's at 911 University Drive in College Station, authorized Rolex dealer and authorized Rolex service as well. Well, this didn't work out well. It sounded like a cute idea. A produce company in China thought it would be the perfect marketing gimmick, growing pears that look like babies.
Well,
Jonathan Swift.
See, and that's what, yeah, and that's what happened. People looked at that, and the shoppers refused to buy them because they looked too cute to eat. To make the weird fruit, the pears are squeezed into baby-shaped molds before they ripen. They thought about doing that, I think, with tomatoes. Huh. Tried to square them up so that you could, you know, slice them a uniform But you see, you could that way you could slice them uniform from side to side,
as
opposed to the end.
They do it with watermelons.
So
they don't roll around in the refrigerator.
Exactly.
Is it considered vegetable cruelty? Yeah. I mean, I know with animals it's no good.
You know, that sound that you'll hear is the watermelon screaming, being squeezed. But no, I don't think so.
Help me.
Yeah, please.
That's how things happen, like the attack of the killer tomato.